This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanison and Noel Lim. 7.06 in the morning, Friday the 26th of February. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with Firdaus Rosli, Chief Economist at Mark, about private investments as well as Malaysia's economic outlook. We're also running a poll related to Malaysia's economic recovery today. What are we asking, Roshan?
Well, we're asking you, that does the vaccine rollout inspire more confidence in Malaysia's economic recovery? 32% say yes, 40% say yes, but not so soon, 24% say no, overhyped, and 4% don't know. Still very early in the poll game, so let us know what you think over on Twitter at BFM Radio, and maybe just reply the thread and tell us why.
Right now, we're taking a look as well at the markets. Noel, how did the markets close yesterday?
Oh, in the US, not great. The Dow was down 1.8%. The S&P 500 was down 2.5%. NASDAQ, wow, down 3.5%. Perhaps the markets were spooked by expectations of long-term interest rates for fears of inflation, despite Jerome Powell's statement 2 days ago or yesterday, last night.
So if I'm looking at the NASDAQ, there's some of the market movers here. And from the top five, only two of the market movers are in the green. Moderna and T-Mobile are up 2.5 and 1.2%. Third place, Cisco, is in the red, 0.5%. So some of the best movers were just how much little they lost. So it was a heavy red day in tech yesterday in the NASDAQ.
But it was a green day over in Asia. The Nikkei 225 and the STI both closed up 1.7%. The Shanghai's composite was up 0.6%. The Hang Seng was up 1.2%. And the FBMK LTI was up 1.5%. I guess we'll have to wait and see today to see whether it follows the US's lead. But in the meantime, to talk to us more about international markets, we have on the line with us this morning Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today. Now, US 10-year treasuries hit a yield of 1.6% at one point last night. This closely watched figure by strategists did seem to send markets into a tailspin, particularly the NASDAQ, which was down by 3.5%. So is the euphoria for equities over?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing you're seeing, rotations. So I wouldn't call it over. But what happened is, I think, that these high growth names are very sensitive to higher rates because they've got such lofty expectations. And, you know, just from a basic present value formula, they've got to be repriced. And, you know, 1.6%, and given what's going on in Washington with the stimulus plan and with inflation fears, and if we get unwanted inflation where the Fed's forced to take action, I mean, I think these stocks can be very risky. In fact, I think right now that they've been so much hype with it, and they've rallied so much on so much hype and expectations that they are very vulnerable to higher rates. But the rotation into commodity-sensitive prices, energy prices, you know, the so-called value stocks, but be careful how you use the term value, I think so there is a rotation and there is hope for the overall market. But to me, it depends on the extent of inflation. But higher rates, not good for growth. And this long-awaited rotation probably is grabbing hold.
Well, speaking about rotation, nearly a quarter of new home sales in the U.S. hasn't been built yet. Are home builders like D.R. Horton going to be the next big sectorial play in equity markets?
Yeah, I think there's the real estate market's very, very hot in the U.S. And I think that there is so much pent up demand that I think they could be in for a nice ride. And, you know, again, so long as they could, you know, not get really, I think the higher commodity prices, lumber prices, for instance, and material prices could eventually hit that. But for right now, I think that is a definite play because it's a very hot sector, real sector.
And Tim, let's jump back to the hype a little bit. After much, hype for this listing, what do you make about Airbnb and DoorDash's first quarter results as listed companies?
Well, you know, Airbnb is, there's two different stories because Airbnb is looking at the post-vaccine and, you know, I think a nice rebound in their addressable market. I think there's going to be a good play. And I think the stock's reflecting it. Plus, I think they had some decent earnings, better than expectations. DoorDash, on the other hand, you know, margin came in below 50%, I think 49%. They were expecting somewhere in the mid-50s. Not good. Plus, they're under some price controls as to what they could charge restaurants. So, and that was a very hyped up stock as well. And I think it's down, could be down with five, over 5% at least right now. So I think they're tail of two different stocks. So I'd be like long Airbnb and short DoorDash, let's just say.
Now, Tim, it doesn't seem to be game over for GameStop, given a resurgence of interest from retail investors. What are meme stocks and why are they popular with this particular investor demographic?
Well, I think they're going to end in tears. Meme stocks are basically hype stocks that travel around the Reddit and different places where retail investors get a hot stock tip. So let's just say it's stock tip squared. And to me, it's like when you hype like that, and it's to me the height of speculation. And people that are getting into GameStop don't even realize, I don't think, what they're buying. Obviously, they got a new CFO they think can execute a plan. But that stock is one that I think is headed for tears. I mean, even though they could execute their strategy very well, but the valuation that it has, given its earnings and even its potential earnings, I think is overblown. And it's one of those stocks that I just want no part of. And I do think that I don't think they can run shorts in like they did before. So I think the meme stocks, I think it's a sign of over speculation. And like I said, they don't ring a bell when the market's at the top, but this bell certainly looks like it may be ringing here.
Overall, Tim, when we take a look at this little correction in the market that we're seeing, is there, because you mentioned earlier that it might be a time to look at some of the value stocks, but you said that it's not particularly that you had, we should be careful what we define as value stocks. What are some of your thoughts on that? How should we be defining value stocks at this juncture?
Yeah, some people say value because it's cheap. Some stocks are cheap for a reason. You know, they can't, it's a broken business model. Let's just say a good value stock were bank stocks, since I still think probably have some room to run. That was a very good example of value because they had solid balance sheets, their business, you know, just a shun sector. Now that the yield curve's steepening, I mean, that's a good example of stocks that are driven by commodities. Let's say Chevron, for example, down when it was priced in the low 60s. Still a very good company, and now it's benefiting from the lift in the prices of the commodities. So again, value for the sake of value, I think you have to be careful, but I think it's really looking at balance sheets, business models, the old hard work valuation and intrinsic value model. By the way, emerging market value is probably one of my favorite sectors.
Well, I'd like to get your view on special acquisition companies or SPACs. 2021 is expected to be a boom year for them. How keen are you on these SPACs?
You know, I remember first looking at SPACs in 06, 07, and 08, and that ended in disaster. But the players in SPACs at the time weren't of the caliber as some of the players are today. So they have some very sophisticated sponsors of these SPACs, which I think is a good thing. The bad thing is you have rap singers making music about SPACs. That's a sign of something not right. But I think overall, some of these fortresses sponsored SPACs. I mean, they just did one with the Rare Earth Company not too long ago, which, by the way, is the only SPAC I think I've ever participated in. But a lot of these people buying SPACs and the hype over it makes me, you have to look very carefully and do your work. But the player today is different than the player was 15 years ago. So I like them, and I do like them better. Let's say even in a marketplace right now, we're looking for opportunities. There could be some, but you got to do your homework.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tim. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited, giving us some insight into global markets, as well as what we can expect out of SPACs and some of the big IPO names that we saw.
Yeah, and just to follow up from his point about the meme stocks or just valuations in general, we know that there's been a lot more retail participation in the market, but sometimes the FOMO trades can really grab us and pull us into it. It's very, 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 very important to know what you're investing into, and this is where I'm going to back sell my conversation with Danny Wong of Erica Capital on Ring and Sense. The podcast is called Five Things You Should Know Before Buying a Stock. I also asked him about lessons from GameStop. It's a really good primer, I think, to even about how to think about valuations and Yeah, things you need to know before you even start looking at the stock market, really.
So if you didn't catch that, you can find it on the BFM app or on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, just turning our attention as well to the subject that we touched on briefly with Tim, the 10-year US Treasury yields briefly surpassed 1.6% on Thursday. So that was its highest level in over a year. They closed out 2020 well under 1% and ended January 1.09%, which means it's moved more than half a percentage point in under 2 months. So this is something that we will be watching very closely to see how this continues to develop. But right now we're about to head into some messages, and then up next we're going to be speaking with Firdaus Rosli Marks, Chief Economist, on Malaysia's economic outlook. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.